Let's get started then.
Okay.
I'll do an intro and then we can get started. So hello, this is David from CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. Today we're with Rina. Rina.
Yeah.
Would you like to just start with kind of self-introduction and like what do you do and stuff?
I release name. Well, I release music under the name of Ryuli, and I've really liked music when I was a kid, and I've just been kind of like inching towards it. And it's been a pretty long journey so far to actually wanting to release my own music and like getting around to it. It's been really fun and fulfilling so far, and I'm planning on working on more music, but it's gonna take a bit longer for that because it's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Is that like since a kid, so like you've had musical training since you were little?
Like when I was like 4 or 5, I think probably 5, like I started with piano. Like my older sister was like a keyboardist, and my mom was like, I'm gonna put you guys through piano too. And then I went into piano, my little sister did too, and it was a lot of fun, you know. Started with journey, started with the scales, the basics and everything.
So like classical piano?
Yeah, like classical piano, all the dead people. It's all right. We can start again if you want.
It's all right. That's fine.
Like all the dead people music. Yeah.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. So that was basically how I got started with music. And that was like my initial contact with music. Mm-hmm. And there was a period where I actually hated piano because I was pushed to practice it all the time. And then I eventually got past that plateau and I was like, wow, you know what? I actually do like it a lot. Mm-hmm. So then I started actually like putting time into it and like wanting to practice. And But then in high school, like I hit a phase where I was like, I didn't know what Spotify was, by the way, in grade 9.
Oh.
And then I found out about it after like my teacher did like a history lesson. Like my history teacher was teaching about this, like the history of rock, like from blues all the way to like modern rock and like how, you know, everything came to be. And so he started talking about some of those songs and I searched it up and I was like, wow, oh my God, there's Spotify. What is this thing? And then I opened it and I was like, oh my God, I can listen to all the music I want with ads. So then it was like from there. And then I started listening to like more rock songs, like classic rock, and then like, you know, different genres of rock, metal, post-punk. Yeah, so like kind of went into like that direction because it's just so different from like all the stuff I'd heard growing up. And I was like, oh my God, you mean people can go like, rah, you know, like that's like not a great imitation, but like, yeah. And I was like, this is so cool. So I started like listening to more of that. And that's how I picked up learning guitar in high school. I'm still not very good at it, but I'm trying my best.
Self-taught, right?
Yeah. More like, I call myself like a campfire guitarist, pretty much, like the, you know, hey guys, here's Wonderwall.
What kind of stuff do you like, did you grow up listening to then?
Oh gosh, mostly like Vivaldi Four Seasons and like classical music.
So
and
that's then, like actually what you would listen to like in your family, kind of?
Kind of, yeah, like that and also like, I guess like some things by Tchaikovsky. I remember like Swan Lake being one of the first things I've heard as a kid. And I think, well, also like some Chinese pop, because like my dad would sometimes like pull up some stuff that he listened to from like the 80s or the 90s. And I'd be I don't know what this is or what they're saying, but I'm driving with it. So it's like stuff like that. But I think they had a pretty strong, they had like some rock influence sometimes. Like in some songs back then had like the rock-ish influence.
Yeah.
So I kind of got like exposed to different, I guess, like to rock through a different lens. So I heard a lot of like that kind of singing, opera singing, like pecking opera singing, which I don't understand any of, but they sound great. So and then like elementary school sometimes, like because I was in French immersion, they would play French songs for us sometimes. So like some French pop. So it's like a lot of different influences. But
I'm actually from China. Like I was in China until high school, pretty much.
Oh, wow. Okay.
BC for high school and all that. And then, like, yeah, like, do you understand what you mean by, like, Chinese pop? And then it's not, I would say it's not as diverse, like, style-wise.
Yeah.
Versus, like, you know, just more like indie pop or like North American pop, because like
yeah,
it's mostly ballads, eh?
Yeah,
it's mostly like slow ballads and then like love songs and all that, and then yeah, it's they're
like heartbreak songs, like I'm gonna throw myself into the ocean without you or something, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, they're good, yeah. But then I feel like the more I listen to them, the you know, I mean, that's what people say about pop songs here as well, but it's
yeah,
gets a bit samey kind of.
Yeah,
and I moved to BC during high school, and that's exact same thing, like that's when I discovered like streaming here, and then I wasn't doing Spotify, like I got the app and I looked at it and I got like 5 ads in like 2 minutes or something, and I was like, nah, I'm not using this.
Okay.
So I just like listened to everything on YouTube, and then YouTube ads weren't like that bad back then either, right? So like yeah, pretty much, and then that's how I got exposed to like different styles.
Cool.
And, like, guitar, electric, pop, jazz, metal as well. Big Slipknot fan for Slipknot. A while. Yeah. So that's yeah, like we have mm-hmm. quite similar experience, and I started with classical piano too. I actually did an undergrad in piano performance. So yeah. And then like when did you start like writing your own songs and stuff?
I started like around high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had like I kind of wanted to make my own music. Like I had that vague idea of doing that when I was in elementary school, except I was like, I don't really know what I would do. Like I was just kind of like, what am I going to do with that though? Like what, you know, like considering career paths and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like my mom was like, maybe not, you know? Yeah. So there was that. And, then in high school, I was kind of like, you know what? I found out MuseScore was a thing, and I was like, I can make piano pieces on this. So I made like a piano piece on it. I'd play around with it a little bit, and there was like one time in high school when I had a pretty hard time. Yeah, like one of my friends passed away from elementary school, and I didn't get to say anything to her for like a few years because I kind of moved away and lost contact. And then I found out years later, and I was like, okay. So I wrote like, that's kind of like when it kind of like started for me, because I was just kind of like looking for a way to express that, and then it kind of went into like music. So I just kind of like wrote a piece on that. And then I felt a lot better, and I was like, yeah. So then I kind of like snowballed from there, and I was just kind of like, there's like a project in grade 12 where we were like making a video game for our computer science class, and I was like, great, I'm gonna make a soundtrack for it and also help with the coding. So that was pretty fun. And I think we also had like, well, I guess like then it just kind of went from video game and like some other fun stuff on MuseScore to like writing lyrics. Because I also do like writing a lot, like I write a lot of poetry, short stories and stuff. Nice. So it's like, I guess like songwriting is like an extension of that. Yeah. So it's like, I got into writing songs over like playing piano chords, or sometimes like I would just like turn parts of my poems into like songs and then just kind of like work on that. And in university, that kind of, because I got my own freedom and my own like time to manage everything I was doing, I started like writing my own stuff, and I decided, you know what, maybe I'll make this to an actual song. So then that's kind of how I started. And I released my first song this year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but that was like one I wrote 2 years ago, which is,
okay.
Yeah, not exactly something I feel like kind of like I feel like I would phrase it differently today, like if I were to rewrite that song.
You mean lyrics wise?
Yeah. And like song structure wise as well. Probably. Mm. But it's like, I just like wanted to get that out because it's like, it's been sitting there for like 2 years, and it's like a song I wanted to do.
So oh, like
I
was fully like, completed, like produced and everything just sitting.
Oh, no, no, no. It was just like, I wrote the song out with the chords and like,
Yeah,
the melody and the lyrics. And I was like, I just really want to get this out. So then I just finished it up, and then I got somebody to produce it for me. Yeah. And then I posted it, and I was like, great. And I put it out on Spotify and everything. It was a lot of work because I did it during the school term. So I was like up at 12 a.m. going like, oh my god, is this posted? Please tell me it's posted. And just like checking everything to make sure like it was all out. And the lyrics were all synced up, and yeah, it was like stressful for 2 days. Yeah.
Did your producer like handle the distribution as well?
No, I did the distribution. Like I only wanted her to produce it for me. And then I did the distribution and everything myself, and like the legal stuff. Yeah. I'm still not done that part, so. There's like one form I need to fill out, and I'm like, I don't want to fill this out.
Wait, how are you releasing it?
I released through, well, my first release was through CD Baby, so it's like distribution. Yeah. So then I also had to do like all the SoCan forms and like the you know, like songwriter credits, and like that's for myself.
Right.
But you still have to credit yourself as an artist and also a songwriter and lyrics writer and whatever. Yeah, so I had to like, there's like a lot of administrative stuff that I don't think a lot of people realize with music. There's like so many different things you have to sign up for to get royalties. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people go into it thinking like, oh, I'm probably not going to make royalties in like 10 years. And it's, so they just don't pay attention to it. Right?
But yeah. Then, like,
a lot of people would tell you it's bad business if you like approach it that way.
But exactly.
A lot of people still be like, I just want to release it, and then don't really care about the whole business side of things. But yeah, like I recently just signed my SoCan contract as well. And it's like,
nice.
Yeah. I got the contract that signed it, but then the logging process, like submitting like which you own which piece and whatever, it's like surprisingly simple to me at least. And then like once I'd done it all, and I was like, wait, that's it? That's it?
Yeah.
Like a name of the piece, and then because I released them all prior to logging them, then I get the, what is it, like the UPC code or something, like the unique code for your song, and then you just give them your piece and then the code and your legal name, that's it. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, so I could have done this whole time. I shouldn't have like waited 2 years to do it.
Thanks. Basically.
Yeah, so it's, like, I feel like people are talking about it more nowadays, which is nice. Yeah, exactly.
Especially now with like all the streaming stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But streaming is kind of becoming the only way people listen to music nowadays. Like, I don't know. And then because I went to a music program like both at Laurier and at Queen's, and then like I am seeing more classes talk about that kind of stuff as well, as in like how do you actually make this music thing viable, you know, instead of just purely as a hobby. And then so it's
tough.
Yeah. It's tough, but it's awesome that like people are finally starting to realize. And then like it's just kind of sad that like not even musicians themselves realize like how that there's like a proper way of doing things, releasing and all that. And like so many people just post on YouTube
and then just hope that it gets out there somewhere.
Yeah. And then like relying on views and stuff, and it's like some of them make it, I suppose. But you know, like
Yeah,
it's like a way harder way of doing things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, and then we kind of talked a bit before the interview started about like your production and stuff. Like, how did you get into that? Like the whole recording bit. Because you said you got someone to produce it for you.
Yeah.
Were they producing your recorded tracks, or were they like helping you record as well?
They were basically, it was like a remote kind of thing. So it was kind of like they did the backing instrumental. So then she did like, based on the chord sheet and like lyrics sheet I sent her, she was like doing the production side of things. So like the bass, the keyboard, the guitar, the percussion. And I sent her, like, then she sent that back. And then after a few passes, we were like, okay, this is probably good. And then I recorded, I put that into Ableton, and then I recorded my track over it, along with like my ad libs on top of that. So different tracks. And then, basically I just gave it a pass, and I was like, okay, this sounds pretty good. And then I just like sent it back to her when I was done with it.
Yeah.
And then she would like put it all together, like process my voice, put it all together, and then send it back to me. And then we'd be like back and forth a little bit. And then, pretty much.
Was it someone you know, or like an online freelance thing?
Yeah, it was like an online freelancer I found. She was pretty sweet. So,
Like a kind of like a Fiverr gig kind of thing, or?
Yeah, I think it was like a SoundBetter. SoundBetter.
Oh, so it's like a platform for this kind of thing specifically. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, are you hoping to collaborate with them anytime soon, or is it like more of a one-time thing?
I'll see, because like, I really like her style of production.
Right.
It's just like, I'm not sure how my own style is going to work. So I'm going to see like which direction I want to go. Like if I want to go more of like a rock style thing, I guess I'll find her, because she's pretty good at doing that sort of stuff. And if I want to go like a little bit less of that, then I guess I'll go find somebody else, but I don't really know who yet. So it really depends, because I'm still like writing it, and I'm kind of like struggling between picking two songs that I'm like trying to finish at the same time. I'm just kind of like, I don't know which one I want to record. And, yeah, I'm like, I don't know which one I want to do. And I don't know which direction each of those should be going in, because they would sound very different if they were like, you know, different styles. Yeah. But I don't really know yet. Like, I'm still figuring it out.
I imagine like if the producer is handling the instrumental parts, mm-hmm. then that plays a much bigger role on the
final product. Yeah, because it's like, I don't really have anybody to like produce with. So it's like kind of like I need to figure it out first and then get somebody else to on board with my vision and then like get that somehow working. But
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean, not a plug or anything, but you know, like I'm in town. Like if we want to collaborate on something, that's totally a possibility too.
Okay.
But yeah, like I understand, like, because I have produced some stuff for people before. But then it's either I help them record, like, or I record with them, or, like, I'm not just handling all the instrumental parts. But then at the same time, like, still, like, how I process a voice, how much of reverb I add, how, like, how I balance everything that, like, in my head, that's kind of how I picture it. Like, I would affect their sound. But then, yeah, if I was to play every instrument on their track, then I feel like that takes a lot more communication to get it the way you want it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's also interesting though, because I feel like to do that, you also have to have an open mind to what the producer is thinking. Because sometimes, like, I think the first pass that she came up with was completely different from what I was thinking. And I was like, it still sounds really good. So I was like, I'll just go with this way and just, like, make some tweaks. And then we just kind of, like, made it work. And I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. So, like, honestly, pretty good. But,
yeah, like, the final version that got released, Was it closer to your vision or her original vision?
I would say it's like a combination of both.
Okay.
Yeah. There's like some elements that she put in, some elements that I put in, and I was like, this was pretty great. Yeah.
Who are your like influences? Like, are you trying to like not to like sound like somebody, but you know what I mean? Like, is there a genre or whatever that you identify more with?
So I listened to a lot of, well, in high school, as I said, I listened to a lot of like rock music, and my favorite bands up to this day are still like My Chemical Romance and Pierce the Veil. So they're both like kind of like very energetic, like I guess some people will call them screamo. I think like they're more like post-punk sort of. Yeah. So it's like I like that energy and the theatrical like grandeur of it all. You know, so like I do like adding, like when I'm writing songs, sometimes I'm like, wow, it'd be nice to have like that crunching bass, you know, some crunching guitar chords like in there. So there's like a lot of rock influences, but I also do listen to a lot of different music in different languages. So it's like those also influence me. Like I listen to J-pop and J-rock as well, and also some K-pop. So it's like they have like some EDM elements in it that I'm like, I like to pull some of that sometimes. I would say like my main influences right now are probably still like MCR, PTV, the two bands I mentioned earlier. Olivia Rodrigo, I like her a lot. I also would say like Lady Gaga, Rihanna.
Right.
Taylor Swift's songwriting is really great. So I do like Taylor a lot for her songwriting. Probably also like Stromae and Andila, who are both French singers. Yeah, there's like quite a few influences that are, I'm just plucking like some of the ones out because I'm like, there's a lot of names in my head right now.
Well, yeah, and then like the, it's like quite a diverse range of artists as well. So like that's.
Also, also the Strokes. I love the Strokes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are they like, I remember hearing one of the Strokes albums and then looking at the cover, I was like, oh, this is like an older album or something, but it was like 2012 or something. The Adults Are Talking?
The New Abnormal. That album is great.
Yeah, I loved it. And I thought it was like from way longer ago, but like it was like fairly recent. I was like quite surprised by that. But then, yeah, I love the Strokes.
Yeah, the Strokes is great. Arctic Monkeys as well. I think a lot of like the... And also, like, Royal Blood, which is, like, a newer English band, I think. They're also really good. Yeah, like, some of the British bands are, like, really pushing it. And I do like the style of rock they put out sometimes. It feels, like, a bit fuzzier. I don't know. Mm. Like, it just feels like their amps are a bit, like, fuzzier. I don't know how to put it. It's like, it just sounds fuzzy to me. But, yeah.
And then are you... You said you were studying at University of Waterloo?
Yeah, that's not usually something I, like, tell people. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, it's okay.
cut that out.
cut that. Yeah. But yeah, I just don't, because it's like, I don't know. I don't want people, like, random people on campus, like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't know who's out
they
there.
Can I find you on YouTube? That's it. Can I
No.
I see.
Yeah.
Right. If you don't mind me asking, what are you
studying? I'm studying engineering.
Right.
Which, I also do post about occasionally, like, the engineering aspect of my life, which is not exactly the part I want, but honestly, the really funny part is, like, I was considering going into a piano undergrad at Queens because I got a scholarship. Yeah, okay. I got a scholarship to go there.
Okay.
And then I was like, I wanted to take it, but then my mom was like, you got into engineering? And I was like, okay. Yeah. So then I didn't really have a say in that. So I ended up going to engineering. Yeah. So, yeah, I know. And then I was just kind of like, I just did my own music thing on the side instead of, like, doing that full time, which I think might be for the better, but I don't know yet, because, like, at least with engineering, I do have, like, a source of income in the future, but at the same time, it's, like, soul destroying. it's just so, it's, like, something you don't want to do, but you have to do it, and it's, like, it's hard, because my brain isn't the best at, like, crunching those numbers all the time, and I'm, like, I don't care about how many times this metal, like, how long this metal will take to deform, like, I don't care about it, but I have to learn it, so, yeah.
If you, I guess, so if you had a say back then, like, it would have been music, like,
probably it would have gone into that, or, like, education, maybe, because I feel like that also aligns with my interests.
Right.
And I also would have time to do my own music stuff on the side, and I might also have a career in the future. So, like, I don't know.
Like, if you had gone into music, would it be just classical, like, performance? Or?
I probably would have gone into piano, because that's what I applied for back then, because I didn't really have anything else that, like, all the music programs that I saw around Canada were mostly, like, do you want to, like, it was, like, piano, voice, violin, straight, like, and I was like, well, violin. I can't do any of that except for piano. So I just, you know, went for piano for all of those. So I would have gone into piano, but I don't know much about, like, classical vocal training, because I don't think I've gone through that. So I don't think I would have. I don't know if I would have gone in for those.
You said piano program, but I meant, is, like, would it have been a classical piano program that you went into, like, just a performance program, or
probably, like classical piano,
right?
Yeah,
because you did mention education. Queens actually does have a music con ed program that's, like, pretty nice.
Yeah, I did get into con ed, but I wasn't able to go.
Oh, that's the program you got into.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not just music.
But still, it's like, neither of those are, like, STEM, so it's a no-go by Asian parent. Yeah.
Yeah. And what about your, like, is there any, like, other influences, like, your family has on your music?
Well,
you know, you talked about music taste and then, like, different genres you're exposed to, like, that.
I would say, like, family life is definitely, like, a big part of what drives me sometimes. Like, sometimes I have, like, poems or, like, things that I write or, like, entries in my notebook that are, like, I feel this way today and, like, blah, blah, blah happened and this happened and I feel, like, insert metaphor here. And I'm, like, sometimes I go back and I'm, like, okay, maybe I'll take some of this today. And I kind of, like, draw those emotions because, like, you know, it keeps happening in the family because of my conflicting, I guess, like, I have a lot of fights with my mom. So, like, it kind of just, like, bleeds into my writing. So that's, like, kind of where a lot of, like, that's, like, a source of inspiration for me, because instead of, like, being always upset about it like I was in high school, I can draw from it a bit, which is kind of putting a different spin on it, I guess. Like, it kind of helped me vent that, because I also do have, like, depression and, like, anxiety and, like, yeah, like, that's definitely because of my mom. So it's, like, I guess, like, this way it kind of helps me, like, vent it out somehow without, like, putting it on myself or, like, impacting my own mental health. So, like, it's kind of nice to have, like, an outlet for it and to, I guess, like, express myself differently. Yeah, instead of, like, getting sad. Yeah, which is, like, not the most productive thing. So it does affect, like, my life and, like my school and my grades, which are kind of important, and mm-hmm. the amount of sleep I have and my friends, and like, yeah, so it's like I prefer to use music as like the remedy to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like that's why it's so important to you though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I would say like, I'd go as far as saying as a, like probably music saved my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, like in high school when I was going through some really, really difficult times and like having like thoughts of like sewer sliding, you know, like that was like, it was like listening to like rock music and like My Chemical Romance, like Pierce the Veil and like other, I guess like heavy metal bands and stuff mm-hmm. like that. It like really saved me because I was just kind of like somewhere out there, somebody also feels like pain, like in, they're also in pain. Might be different emotions, might be different time, but there's still like, you know, people have suffered a lot
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of like helps a lot to know that, you know, you're not alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like really special to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like that's basically what drives me as well. Like I write music because I know other people out there are in similar or worse situations. Like I'm in a pretty decent situation. So mm-hmm. like I'm pretty lucky. So I think other people out there who are less lucky, mm-hmm. probably might want to hear stuff like this, and yeah. I hope that helps them, but I don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a good message to send out there anyway, so.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're pretty much gone a bit over time, but that's a great note to, to
on,
wrap
yeah.
the interview on. So, yes. New song, check it out. It's called I Won't Talk Back.
I'm probably going to put out a new song in like the fall.
In the vault?
Yeah.
All
because
right.
I'm working on it and I'm like, I'm going to get this done before school
right.
starts and start producing and get it all out. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And the same producer and everything?
I'll see.
Oh, so.
That's
no,
like still a question mark.
Right.
But yeah.
All right. Well, everybody stay tuned, listeners, viewers, however many I'll get. Yeah. So that's under the name Ryuli, R-I-Y-U-L-I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so stay tuned, and thanks for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right. I guess.
Wrap it, dear. And cut.